looks like Bangor traders are ready to do battle with the Department of Social Development over the ongoing revamp of the town. The public realm works are due to last another year, with business owners claiming they've been hit by a 50% drop in trade and promised money for a relaunch now in doubt. It looks as if one likes to be beside the seaside at the moment. Apart from our Nicola, who's there this morning to find out. Good morning, Nicola.
Yes, good morning, Stephen. I'm standing here in the middle of the works just at the marina area of Bangor. It's still quite foggy here, but as you said, I'm here to talk about the revamp of the town, or to give it its fancy title, the Public Realm Improvement Works. They started in 2014 and they're not due to finish until around this time next year. Now, you might remember, Stephen, I was in Lisburn recently where traders there said the public realms works happening there had decimated their businesses. Now, it seems it's a sort of a similar tale here in Bangor, and joining me to tell me more are two of those traders, Frank Shivers and Marianne Kennerly. Now, first of all, to yourself, Frank, you own a cafe in the town. What have you been noticing over the last year or so?
Well, obviously the disruption in the town and lack of footfall, and our trade's down about 50% during that period.
And how do you sustain that?
Well, you just got to keep going. You got to keep the doors open. We employ people, and you know, hopefully at the end it'll be a fantastic place to come back and shop.
Have you had to let any staff go?
No, we've been quite lucky in that we run a tight ship anyway, and we have a lot of good regular customers and regular trade who make it through the barrier, shall we say, to get into the cafe.
And yourself, Marianne, you run a business here too. Yours is not so much footfall, it's more to do with the audio disruption, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. We're a new startup social enterprise right in the centre of the town. And really, where we would be running classes and workshops for the local residents, that's where the interruption has been, is with the sound, just as they came down the street and moved past our front door.
And you also, the workmen sort of congregate around your door, do they?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, they add a bit of character down at the entrance to the door as well.
But I suppose when the work is gathered there and maybe sort of work tools and stuff like that there, it can't help.
Well, it's been not too bad, actually. They are very accommodating to us, and obviously we want to see the benefit of this fantastic new town centre.
Now, the department says it was you, the traders, business people here, who wanted this £8 million revamp. And during the initial consultation, 90% of traders wanted a revamp, with 50% saying their perception of the town was poor, very poor. Frank, this is all your fault.
Well, consultation and stats are a wonderful thing and can be interpreted in many different ways to suit many different things. So hopefully, when it's all done and the public realm scheme does come on board, we get back to normality, we'll see the benefit of it.
But you were also saying to me earlier on that the revamp's not only going on here, but four other sites in this area alone. So if you drive to Bangor, it'll go somewhere else, and then you drive to Donaghadee, maybe it's happening there. Tell me a wee bit more about that.
Well, I think, yeah, there would be a question over why, they would do the public realms over five different towns at the same time with the same contractor. I mean, certainly, if I had five different shops, I wouldn't be refurbing the five shops altogether. It's a bit of a decision that was made, possibly over money or logistics or whatever, but it certainly has made it a lot more tougher across the region.
And also joining me here is Thomas Fagan, who is the President of Chamber of Commerce. Now, Thomas, as I was driving in, lots of bollards, lots of signs saying business as usual, trying to encourage business into the town. But, it must have had an impact here. You've heard some of the traders saying it is having an impact, and it's to go on for another year, so it's not even another month.
There is no doubt that it's been difficult for traders. It's a two-year stint that these works are due to be carried out over, so it was never going to be easy. And as a Chamber of Commerce, we completely empathise with all of the traders in the town. I am hopeful, and some of the muted noises that are being made, that it won't take until this time next year, and we're certainly hopeful that the works will be done sooner than that. But as a Chamber of Commerce, we are working on behalf of traders. We are listening to their message in terms of the difficulties that they're having. At the same time, our commitment is to Bangor and to making Bangor work as a business destination. whether that be in the current situation with public realm works going on or at any other time. Bangor is open for business and the traders are doing a wonderful job under difficult circumstances, but they're open for business and we would like to encourage people to come and help their local town.
So you go, business as usual, but there is a little bit of a disruption here over the next year. So I asked the Department of Social Development for a statement. They say works are due to complete on target, and they say that the town will benefit from these works.